لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول
يحيى
تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت. وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق البرى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, in this Friday afternoon, the day for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and selected day during the week, I would like to advise myself and invite all you brothers and sisters towards piety, towards obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The advice of all the prophets, messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the advice of Aimma alayhim as-salam, advice of all ulama, scholars, those who came to invite people towards the piety. Quran in Surah Mubarakah Hujurat has also mentioned about taqwa. But before it speaks about practicing fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life, it has said, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. As previous week I've said that one of the relations that is established by Quran, Quranic relation, that is relation of being ikhwa, brothers and sisters. Yes, there are various other relations, relation of mother and her sons, father and sons, then relations of husband and wife, relations of nephew, aunties. But when it comes to Islamic society as whole, when you look at Muslim Ummah as whole, then everybody becomes brothers and sisters. These are only relations that Quran has mentioned. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. When you look at mu'mineen as whole, as believers, then none of the other relation is existing. This is the only relation that exists, and that is relation of brothers and sisters. That is based on faith and iman. Our iman makes us closer. When belief takes place in heart, there are many important effects. There are natural effects in our life, mental effects of our life, and of course then there are effects according to the Sharia, because Sharia also follows our mind and intellect. When mind has accepted a belief that made us brothers and sisters, we become related to one another. And when we have relation, then there are rights of one another as well. Today I would like to go through the rights of brothers and sisters in iman. In a hadith of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there are 25 rights that are being mentioned in the hadith. 25 rights according to iman and belief. So let us go through everyone and see as a list, although maybe I'll not be able to go in detail, but I will just list those rights according to the hadith of Prophet. Very first right of a mu'min that Prophet has mentioned, that is afw, that is forgetting and forgiving. Very first right that one needs to look at. If anybody makes a mistake, then other brother or sister has to have that forgiveness, afw, overlooking at those shortcomings. This makes us our bond closer, and we become more relative, and our love is going to be increased. Second right that Prophet has said, that is securing the secrets of one another. Of course, when we are related to one another, we are in a community as Muslim. At that time, we know one another. Sometimes we know some good things, sometimes we may know many other things that are weaknesses, shortcomings. We may know some bad practices as well, but our responsibility is we have to secure our brother. Security of their secrets, it is responsibility of a mu'min. Keep those secrets, because a mu'min is like a mirror. This security, it also increases our love. This is the right that has been said on our shoulder, that if we practice that, it will make our bond stronger. Third right that Prophet said, that is compensating the mistakes. Sometimes we take rights of other people. We may make a mistake that becomes as a tawallum, as a wrong to the other brother. So we have been asked that you should compensate that, if that is possible. There can be two possibilities. Either other brother or sister is going to forgive. If he or she has just overlooked on the right, then there's no problem with that. But if there is a compensation required, according to Sharia, then we need to compensate that as well. So this compensation itself also, it becomes like a bandage on any wrong that we make, and also helps us that we improve our relations. If our brother makes a mistake, after that, if he becomes ashamed and becomes apologetic, another right on the shoulder of other mu'min is that he or she needs to accept that apology. And if we accept apology in this world, our apology will be accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you forgive today, tomorrow you will be forgiven as well. there has to be some of the practices that we need to follow completely in the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And apology, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma faqbal udri warham shiddat ghurri in du'a'i kumail. Oh Allah, accept my apology. And he accepts immediately, because he's been said, Ya Sari' al-Ridwa, who becomes pleased very quickly. Fastest pleasure, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that even not necessarily somebody has to say something. In a hadith, it is said that when somebody becomes ashamed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this feeling of shamefulness, that also causes mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It also brings down mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah accepts that. So we need to be like that. Not necessarily somebody has to come before us and say, I apologize. Just his coming before you has to be sufficient, that you need to accept that. Accept apology. Fifth right that Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has mentioned of course, many people, they have wrong intentions, ill intention about some of the people. When we committed to be brothers and sisters, and if I know one of the brothers, he is being targeted by anybody else, or somebody else has ill intention about that, we need to defend that. We should not become in company of that, and we should start targeting the same brother. If we are brothers and sisters, then we need to defend our brothers and sisters. Because brothers and sisters, their friends and foes has to be same. It is not possible that if I have my friend, and I am also friend of the enemy of my friend as well. That is not possible. So that is important that we need to defend. If any case we heard something from somebody, we need to defend that. We need to say, that is wrong. I don't accept that. I cannot believe that. This is the right of mu'min. Having well wishes about mu'mineen, even if we know about some of the weaknesses, then also we need to have well wishes about mu'min. As you know, when you like to stand for performing the funeral, at that time what we say over there? We say, Allahumma inna la na'lamu minhu illa khayra. Allah, we do not know about this person other than khair and blessing. Yes, what we know about other mu'mineen, that is a little bit. It's a little amount of that, because that has come on the surface and you become aware of that. But who knows about the secrets? Do we really have knowledge of that? We don't have. When somebody goes in secret and asks forgiveness, and those are the times that we are not aware of that. That is why we need to have well wishes about mu'min. That he must have gone. He did tawbah. He asked apology from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seventh right that Prophet has said, that if you promise with your brother or sister, then you need to fulfill those promises as well. And this is one of the quality of a mu'min as well. If a mu'min does not fulfill promises, that means he's going to get out of boundary of iman. He will become into the boundary of nifaq. One of the signs of hypocrite, it's been said that he does not fulfill promises. When he promises, breaks promise. He does not regard the promises. So when you promise with your believer brother, at that time, try to fulfill those promises as well. In a case if our brother or sister becomes sick, it's our responsibility that we should go for ayadat. We should go to see them, visit them in hospital, wherever they are. Visiting a mu'min that is going through any illness, that is right of other mu'min. It is one of the rights of mu'min. Sometimes we just think that if somebody is our relative, then we go to see somebody. Is there any possibility that somebody, sometimes we go just because he is related with Prophet, peace be upon him? Just because he believes in Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. If that belief causes that we go to visit, there is reward. Yes, there is reward when you do Silai Rahim. If there is your relative and you go to visit them, that is part of Silai Rahim. But there is important Silai Rahim that is between brothers and sisters as mu'min. And that is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over there is your interest. Still, you have your interest because you are visiting, he is your relative. But when you visit a mu'min at that time, there is no interest involved. Your only interest is that you like to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, Prophet happy, Imam happy. And in some of the ahadith, really, when it's been said that when a mu'min becomes ill, Imam-e-Zaman comes to visit them. You know, this is really important. Although we may not know, we do not know when he comes, but that is one of the facts, that he comes to visit mu'mineen. How about us? Even it is said that an imam follows in janaza, tashiyya janaza. When a funeral of a mu'min is going to take place, at that time imam comes and follows there. So this tashiyya janaza is also one of the rites of a mu'min. Going for tashiyya janaza. If a mu'min gives a hadiyah, when he gives a hadiyah, at that time it's important that we need to accept that hadiyah. Accepting invitations of mu'min. That is right of mu'min. Even it is said if you're fasting, mustahab fast, not a wajib fast, during the month of Ramadan of course, when you're fasting a mustahab fast, and during the fasting, if a mu'min offers something, accepting that, it's going to give you multiple rewards. One is the reward of fasting, and second is the reward of accepting the invitation. Now, how important is this right of a mu'min? A mu'min has a great honor before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given great honor to the mu'min. That when you treat a mu'min by accepting their hadiyah, do not refuse hadiyah, even if it is smaller. Because that hadiyah, it is coming because of belief. It's coming from the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That has a value. Give it a value. If somebody gives you hadiyah, then of course another right that is going to come, that is obvious, thanking for that, appreciating that. Sometimes if we don't appreciate, that means we have taken one of the rights of mu'min and we have not fulfilled one of the rights of mu'min. So because those rights are being placed, that we can make our bond stronger. If our mu'min brother gives any service to us, of course giving service to mu'min also, it is one of the great rewardable service. When you like to give water, offer water to a mu'min. About offering a mu'min water, it is said that even if you ask from your father, you cannot ask anything else, but only the thing that you can ask, that is water. Because with the niyat that you like to give some reward to your father, then it becomes allowed. You can ask that. You cannot ask anything else. You cannot ask any service from your father. because that is being condemned by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. It is said that Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam was going through the street and Imam saw a son who was leaning on the shoulder. He was posing on the shoulder of his father, and they were both going together, and he was holding the shoulder of father. That means he was putting all the way on his father. Imam saw that young man going like that, and Imam stopped communication with this young man. And it is said until Imam was alive, Imam never spoke with this young man. It's completely stopped. Imam became angry. Father is really important. Father in the life of his son is like a root for the tree. That any blessing that you have in your life, that is because of your father. And the rights and the charter of the right, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam, has said, whenever you see, feel any quality in your life, think, for example, you are brave, your communication is good, your speech power is good, you have good akhlaq, relate that to your father, that it has come from my father. And thank for your father all these qualities that have been inherited from your father. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can fulfill those rights that Prophet has said about mu'mineen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah open the doors of blessings in this day of the blessing. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive us. Forgive all those sins that if we have committed in the past year. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna. وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. our salam and salute upon Imam Zaman, as the day Friday is related to Imam of the Age. And brothers and sisters, as we have rights of Mu'mineen, we have rights of Imamul Mu'mineen. In this world, as we live, we need to see what are the rights of our Imam today. Our salute upon the one who lives in Ghiba, and the one who is waiting for the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As month of Dhul Hijjah is almost over, and we are reaching to the beginning of next month with the next year of Islamic calendar, there are du'as that are being said in Mafatih, where Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, if I have committed any sin in the past and you have not forgiven that, forgive that at the end of this year and make upcoming year as the year of the blessing. This is something that we need to ask. This is the final Friday of this year. And of course, we need to think about our past for a while and do muhasiba before we complete our year and before we enter in the month that is month of the grandson of Prophet Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu was salam. Dear brothers and sisters, as we enter to the holy month of Ramadan alaykum as-salam, holy month of Ramadan, and we prepare ourselves, it's important that we need to prepare for month of Muharram as well. Month of Muharram is a commemoration of great sacrificing in the history. It is month of Qiyam, stand against the tyrannies of the world. It's month of martyrdom, to remember the martyrs. It is a month that has many lessons, full of the lessons. A month of movement, a month of revolution, a month of victory of the blood on the sword. Before we begin this month, we need to prepare ourselves. Sometimes when we live an easy life, we forget many things, unfortunately. But let us keep our values of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Grief and sorrow and mourning is not just a rasm, it's not just a tradition. It is a sunnah of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Let us be ready to refresh our memories, and let us be ready to have refreshing old emotions and love and affection with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. This is a month that we need to examine ourselves. How closer are we with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam? What is our relation with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam? Let us prepare our children. Let us prepare our houses. Muharram should not be a time when Muharram is in Husainiyah, in Imam Bargah. But our whole life has to become Muharram. Our dresses should be dresses of Muharram. Our house should be house of Muharram. We should practice grief in all the aspects, that we can transfer this inherit to our children. Our children should feel that they are in the month of sorrow. They are in the month of grief. And that is the practice that we see in the lives of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. As I've said in the morning to a few brothers, that our eighth Imam, Ali ibn Ridha alayhi salatu was salam, had a special dress, black dress, that he used to wear in the month of Muharram. So this is not something that we should take that easy. We should follow that, because there are many effects in our life. We need to train ourselves. It's month of training. We should not take just as tradition to come in the majlis and go back. But whole life, a lifestyle has to be changed. We need to keep that azah in all the aspects of our life. And this azah, it gives us meaning of our life. It is going to give us meaning of our life. It inspires our heart, inspires our mind. It motivates us to follow the path of Ahlul Bayt. We stand with the right and truth. And azah, it provides opportunity to stand with the truth in all the ages. If this school of thought is surviving on its values, it's because of azadari of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wassalam. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us best of the opportunity during this month. I would also like to encourage brothers and sisters that we need to regard our unity during this month. And if there are majalis, then also we have to remember that we need to stay united. And if there are processions and julus, then also we need to stand together and practice the unity that our maraji and our leader has asked. And when we deliver message to the other communities, especially the Muslim community, then we need to deliver message of love and compassion. Message of love and compassion. Message of Ahlul Bayt Rahimahum Salaam. Message of unity. If anybody causes disunity, we need to stop them. It is our responsibility that we need to stop anybody who causes disunity within Mu'mineen or within Muslimin. I would like to request brothers and sisters that if there are procession taking place, let us stand shoulder to shoulder and practice our unity in outside open field. But also I would like to organizers of any procession that they need to think before they try to establish any tradition, because we have to deliver message that is pure message of Ahlul Bayt Rahimahum Salaam. Basis of any tradition, any culture, it has to be base of Ahlul Bayt Rahimahum Salaam. And if that is not there, then spirit of procession is not going to be there that we demonstrate in our processions. If we just go through briefly in the past year, as the Islamic year, calendar of Islamic year is ending, we can see, brothers and sisters, a year full of the bloodshed, a year of brutality, threat, harassments, a year when hundreds and thousands of Muslims has been brutally killed, innocent people in Pakistan, Afghanistan, in Syria, in Iraq. In all these countries, we have seen sometimes cutting the pieces of the body, slaughtering the people like animals. And who was behind all these brutalities? Of course, those who have interests in dividing the Muslim Ummah. All those imperialists, enemies of Islam. But unfortunately, those who have played in the hands of imperialists, they are so-called Muslim, with the name of Taliban, Al-Qaeda, or any other name that you can give. Sometimes there are beautiful names that I really don't like to give those people those names. For example, Jundullah. Unfortunately, can you call those who slaughter Muslims as Jundullah, but they are Jundu Shaitan. They are party of the evils. They cannot be party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They cannot be group of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all these brutalities that we have seen, And those groups who are being proactive in slaughtering the people, cutting the people in the pieces, and playing with the lives of innocent people in various countries, today we have seen that they have become friends of those who are being supporting. Today again they are offering their hands towards them and they are shaking hands with them. So that means friends with the friends and enemies with the enemies. Today if somebody likes to recognize where they were being fed in the past, who have supported them, they can easily decide. Today we can see that office open in Qatar, for example. Pakistani government is being deployed. I don't like to say that Pakistani government has decided, because they don't have any decision. They don't have any ability to decide. They are being deployed that they have to give hands of friendship to Taliban. Why is that? Is that because of the reward of brutally killing the people? Because they have been able to fulfill the plots of enemies, to fulfill the plots of imperialists. In reward, they are being asked that you come and we are your friends. We will give you position. We will give you status, political status. So you can imagine that world has changed. There is no justice in this world today. Those who are victim of all these terrorist activities, they are still being victim. They are being punished because they are victim. And Taliban are being rewarded. From United States, billions of the dollars are being given to Nawaz Sharif, that you have to go back, and the first task that you have to shake hand with Taliban and start your friendship with Taliban. So this is the first task. After he went back, that was the first task that he's completing. So we can understand where these people have been trained, who have been supporting them, and who are the friends and who are foes. We can realize today that in this world, we cannot find justice. In order to find justice, we need to strive and we need to stand. Only the stand and muqawima is the only way that we can have justice in this world today. Please say salawat. I would like to condemn Pakistani government for shaking hand and negotiating with the terrorists, giving them any position or place in Pakistan, and neglecting a community that was completely victim in the past year and many, many years. Thousands of intellectuals are being slaughtered and many people are being killed. But they have not been given any award or reward. But reward is being given to the terrorists. European Union, after their meeting, they have sent a delegation to United States. And their lawmakers have condemned United States for spying on their citizens. But not only their citizens, but their leaders even. Because it's been said their leaders are being spied. And on the other hand, we can see that United States also accepted that. In today's statement, Foreign Minister Mr. Kerry has said that we have gone too far. So it's really interesting. Somebody else has gone too far. It seems that it was somebody else and he's speaking about somebody else. So that means government has gone too far. So that means when everything has become open and all these things has been disclosed to the people, now you can say that yes, we have gone too far, so we have to come back. Why not before that? Why not before you take these actions? As I've said, that at least there has to be some sort of ethic for the politics, but they don't have it. Only the ethic that they have is that it's their interest Wherever there is their interest, they will spy. And look at the statement of one of the politicians of UK, as he said that spying was always existing. It seems that nobody knew about that. Spying was always existing, but spying a friend on a friend, that is something that is new. It is new phenomena. It's interesting that he did not know in the past, and he just became aware of that. And these people, they are just stranger. It seems that they are stranger. These people, they were being in power when this was happening. And this is because of their pact that they have between one another. But now, because one of the person, he went out and he gave all the information, and they are acting like they are completely stranger and they are new in the politics. Brothers and sisters, when we look at the Syria, OPCW, one of the organizations that actually looks after to the weapons of mass destruction. That also, it's my statement, I don't think that they are looking after that, but they said that they have declared that Syrian chemical weapons are, or equipments are being completely destroyed. So when these weapons are being destroyed in Syria, so then a person starts thinking that next step, it has to be somewhere else, right? They are going to move to any other country. Wherever there are chemical weapons, they are going to destroy that. So that is what you can assume, but that is not the case. There is only Syria. Besides Syria, in the neighborhood, there is Israel. They are not going to destroy that. So let us ask from this OPCW, what is your responsibility? Is that responsibility only destroy the weapons in Syria? You don't have any other responsibility. There you have to think about the justice, but nowhere else. So that means there is no justice in this world. There are chemical weapons that every country carries, but unfortunately Syrian weapons are evil weapon, and other weapons are holy weapons. It seems that chemical weapons in United States are holy. Chemical weapon in Israel are holy. They should not be touched. But only these weapons are different type of weapons. At the end, I would like to encourage brothers and sisters that Al Hadi is celebrating its 18th anniversary. 18th anniversary, that means the teenage life. It has become teenager now. So let us celebrate together, inshallah, tomorrow. Let us stand together that our institute, that is really important institution in this community of Houston and also in United States, that invites many brothers and sisters from various parts of the country, that they come and join with the Houstonian community. If you just look around and see shoulder to shoulder, you would find that many of our brothers and sisters, those who are sitting in this gathering, they came from outside, from other cities, just to join with Al Hadi. So that means Al Hadi plays a great role, invites people. And Al Hadi is like a lively water that provides the water for the life of our children. And it's time that we need to support Al Hadi. Stand with that, inshallah, that it can continue carry its responsibility, and it can train our children. We have scholars, those who are going to speak tomorrow. Also in the month of Muharram, we are inviting many scholars from out of state. I would like to request brothers and sisters to take utmost benefits that you can during this month of Muharram, month of Aba Abdullah. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.